After a decade of experimentation, U2 went back to basics with an album that would become more important than they could possibly imagine. Their 10th album, All That You Can't Leave Behind, released on this date, October 30th, 2000. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. The years following the Joshua Tree were mostly a mix of albums that saw the band experimenting with electronic and club music. All the albums hit number one and went multi-platinum, but none reached the heights of success like the Joshua Tree. With the departure from traditional rock over, the band settled into studios in their hometown of Dublin to record a record that was more traditional and took them the better part of 2 years to produce. The first four tracks on the album were released as the album singles, with the first, Beautiful Day, becoming an immediate success and career-defining song for a band that had quite a few already and would win the 2001 Grammy for Record of the Year. After September 11th, the album and the band took on new meaning. The latter half of the album was filled with songs like Peace on Earth, New York, and Grace, and even the final single Walk On took on new interpretation and won the 2002 Record of the Year Grammy, the only time in history one album had two consecutive Record of the Year awards. The album would be the band's best-selling record since 1991's Achtung Baby, even if it would be the band's only album in a 22-year span not to reach the top spot. The Elevation Tour would be restaged with a 9/11 tribute during the fall of 2001, and the band would continue that tribute when they played the halftime show at Super Bowl 36. Even as it took on a new meaning, it was a return to form for U2 when they released All That You Can't Leave Behind on this date, October 30th, 2000. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.